This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the fate of Ukraine and potentially broader post-Cold War European stability at stake, the United States and Russia holding critical strategic talks that could shape the future of not only their relationship, but the relationship between the U.S. and its NATO allies. Prospects are bleak, though. The immediacy of the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine will top the agenda in a series of high-level meetings that get underway Monday. There is a litany of festering but largely unrelated disputes ranging from arms control to cybercrime and diplomatic issues for Washington and Moscow to overcome if tensions are to ease. The recent deployment of Russian troops to Kazakhstan may cast a shadow over the entire exercise. With much at risk and both warning of dire consequences of failure, the two sides have been positioning themselves for what will be a nearly unprecedented flurry of activity in Europe this week. Yet the wide divergence in their opening positions bodes ill for any type of speedy resolution. Yet the levels of distrust appear higher than at any point since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Russia's decision to send paratroopers in Kazakhstan, where a crackdown on violent anti-government protests has left dozens dead, injects additional uncertainty into upcoming talks over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The question is whether the unrest in Kazakhstan has changed the calculations of Russian President Vladimir Putin as he weighs his options in Ukraine. Some say Putin may not want to engage in two conflicts at the same time, while others say Russia has the military capacity to do both and will decide separately on whether to attack Ukraine. This is VOA News. Officials say at least 22 people, including 10 children, died in a popular mountain resort town in Pakistan after being stuck in their vehicles overnight during a heavy snowstorm. The Interior Minister, Sheikh Rashid Ahmed, says more than 4 feet of snow fell in the area of the Murray Hills Resort overnight, Friday and Saturday, trapping thousands of cars on roadways. Rescue Services physician Abdurrahman says most died of hypothermia, while others may have died of carbon monoxide poisoning and are running their car heaters for a long time. Murray is a popular winter resort town that attracts well over 1 million tourists annually. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says a basic agreement has been reached with the U.S. on banning the U.S. military from leaving base grounds, a step to curb the spread of coronavirus infections. He says details of the deal are being worked out. New daily cases have surged in what medical experts call the sixth wave, topping 8,000 lately, a four-month record. That's been blamed on the U.S. military because the jump is most pronounced near the bases. Southwestern Okinawa, which houses most of the 55,000 U.S. troops, is among the three prefectures where new restrictions have kicked in. Ambulances in the U.S. city of Kansas speed toward hospitals, then suddenly change direction because hospitals are full. Employee shortages in New York City cause delays in trash and subway services and diminish the ranks of firefighters and emergency workers. Airport officials shut down security checkpoints at the biggest terminal in Phoenix, and schools are across the nation struggling to find teachers for their classrooms. The current explosion of Omicron-fueled coronavirus infections in the U.S. is causing a breakdown in basic functions and services. The latest illustration of how COVID-19 keeps upending life more than 2 years into the pandemic. First responders, hospitals, schools, and government agencies have employed an all-hands-on-deck approach keep the public safe, but they are worried how much longer they can keep up. Intelligence reports compiled by the U.S. Capitol Police in the days before last year's insurrection envisioned only an improbable or remote risk of violence, even as other assessments warned that crowds of potentially thousands of pro-Trump demonstrators could converge in Washington and create a dangerous situation. The documents obtained by the Associated Press underscore the uneven and muddled intelligence that circulated to Capitol Police officers ahead of the January 6th riot, when thousands of Donald Trump loyalists swarmed the Capitol complex and clashed violently with law enforcement officers in their effort to disrupt the certification of the results of the 2020 presidential election. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.